This is CliffCentral.com.
But we need to get into our garden feature for today. Now, Poppy, when I first saw this on the running order a few weeks back, I was like, well, what are we going to do with gardening? It's going to be quite difficult for us. But then the lifestyle, home and garden people, they've changed my view on gardening. They've changed my view on plants, on getting this whole thing going because of what it does for the house. Now, it feels like they've been with us forever, such as the impact on the show here. They've been putting little plants around the studio, but not just like, here's some green, it'll fill a gap. All of these plants have a certain purpose within here. So they either clean the air, they're providing more oxygen, and they're just generally nicer ways of going about having a layout around here. So mm-hmm. We've got quite a big open space in the studio here. If you follow us on Instagram and you see some of the videos we post, you'll see that the plants have definitely changed everything. So what do you do in your garden in July? I said at the start of the show that it is very much hardcore winter right now. It is like you think nothing's going to grow. Everything's cold and dead and dry. But our friends from Lifestyle Home Garden, they're going to tell us what to do. So practical tool to help you get gardening in the month of July: gardening to-dos. Despite the fact that it has turned out to be quite a freezing winter, yep, understatement of the year, midday in the Highveld can be very pleasant and sunny and makes for the perfect time to get some garden tasks done. Yeah, if it's not windy here, it's still actually great. I mean, we bitch about how cold things are, but the winters are still pretty decent here. Especially that considering that July is a pruning month and there's a lot to do in preparation for spring. End of July, we prune roses. More on that to come on our show on the 20th of July. Stay with that. But basically, the whole pruning and the purpose of the July gardening, why it's so important, is fruit trees, bushes, and vines should be pruned in the beginning of this month. So if you have fruit trees, bushes, and vines, get your pruning out this weekend. All you have to do is simply cut off dead and old branches and trim back to encourage fresh, new growth in the spring season. Yep, spring is, 2 months away? Especially with the frost we have been experiencing, make sure that your tender plants are covered with frost covering. So just like a general sheet, you get, obviously if you go to actual Lifestyle Garden Center, Home and Garden Center, you'll find the kind of sheets that you can put onto this kind of stuff. But plant aloes to add some fiery color to your winter garden, because you are still looking at your garden whether you like it or not. You've got to see it all year round. You can plant cabbage and lettuce in your veggie garden now. These greens, these leafy greens, they thrive in the cold winter. So pretty hardy then. I know we've got cabbage and lettuce and spinach all down in our outside garden, and they're thriving. Apply a 6-3-4 or 8-1-5 fertilizer to your leafy veg and herbs. Obviously, when you're in the business of buying your fertilizer, you'll know exactly what we're talking about here. Feed the birds. Whilst their natural food sources are low, seeds or fruit are a top choice for your garden to have the birds. Reduce your watering of indoor plants in the colder months. That's interesting. I thought it would have been dry, you might have to increase. But I guess it's less heat, so this also makes sense. If you don't like to be outdoors in the colder weather, bring some life indoors with greenery and flowering indoor plants. Side note, Lifestyle has a 30% off special on all indoor plants at the moment. Yeah, it is actually quite a good thing, because you feel almost duty bound. I must go out, but if you're shivering and not enjoying yourself,
exactly,
bring it indoors. And also, once you get into the habit of bringing plants indoors, no matter what the season is, you're going to find things and spice up your rooms in that way. July is also the perfect time to do all these little things you don't get to do during the winter months, like repair and sharpen tools, install or fix water features, paving and retaining walls, or create that special corner in the garden you've been meaning to. So visit the Lifestyle blog for more info on what you can do in your garden in July. So think of it like a sort of important maintenance month for your gardening, but you know, you still can plant. Like I said, those leafy greens are a big deal. But otherwise, spring is what you're looking out for. So get your pruning on, make sure all your maintenance is done so you can fly into the spring, which is what we all looking forward to. Next week, we'll be chatting about Mandela Day and highlighting some plants you can put in your garden named after the great icon. Yeah, that's
wow, there's plants named after Madiba.
Yeah.
That's
we'll hear all about them next week. Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. Anchor tenant at the Lifestyle Garden Center, corner of Bears No Deer Drive and Azahote Avenue, Rand Park Ridge, Randburg. Now, if you want to go to their website, it's just www.lifestyle.com. lifestyle.co.za. Simple as that, lifestyle.co.za. And they're such cool people as well. Like, whenever they come into the studio here, they always talk about the plants, and when they have a look around, this place is thriving as a result.
It looks great. It's like a really nice jungle inside here. I'm going to need these for my house. I don't have much of a garden outside going on.
Well, lifestyle.co.za, Poppy.
This is CliffCentral.com.